Hey, everybody. Welcome, because for Strong Bones, because he's, you know, he has bones. Welcome back to...
Confirmed.
To Core. This is Core. Heroes of the Storm, all up in this biznatch. Everybody, I'm Scott Johnson with Bo Schwartz and John Jagger, and we've got a bunch to talk about today, including a new hero, some really interesting things happening on the PTR, and lots of things in between. So sit tight, get comfy, and know that not every week can be Bo rapping. Okay, I know you all want it every week, but it can't be every week or else then you won't like it anymore. So be glad you got the one and just hold on until the next cool thing comes along and it'll all be fine. It'll all be fine. Bo, all I got all week for this show was, oh my gosh, Heroes is great and all, but Bo and his rapping. That's all anybody wanted to talk about. How do you feel about it after all that?
I'm very flattered that people enjoyed it, but that's like... You're only seeing the good 30 seconds. That's it. I can get it up for 30 seconds and then back down again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's thank you for all the love. Don't expect, I ain't dropping an album anytime soon.
No.
But we'll see what comes next.
Listen, a rap album around Heroes of the Storm, not a terrible idea. We could kickstart that business. Really throw yourself into it and have raps about all aspects of the game. Maybe you just do a single track per map, like theme it out per map and make a rap album and we'll kickstart it and everyone will give $12 or whatever, and before you know it, You'll be international Canadian rap star Bo Schwartz.
I mean, if people want to fund it, I will do it. I will do it.
Okay.
I won't say no.
Yeah, money matters. I understand.
I hadn't thought of it until you suggested it just now, so well, the answer is yes.
Okay, good. Yes. And you heard that, folks. Let's get this off the ground and make it happen. Blizzard dropped a bunch of stuff this week, actually last weekend this week. So a million things were shown off in a new development video. I'm going to run through them real quick. Feel free to interrupt on any of these you think are important. Like, oh, I don't know, Tychus rubbing stuff on his chest and winking at me. Summer themed skins for Tychus and Tracer. And there is a new variant for Bikini Stitches, or as you guys wrote, Bicky Stitches, which is pretty great.
That's my new shortening of bikini.
The new Bicky.
It's summertime. I got to get my sweet Bicky.
Yeah, you get your Bicky on. I'll meet you down at the beach. Anyway, I don't know what voice that was, but they showed those off. Now, I guess I will say this. So the Tychus thing is notable because he looks like The Rock, basically. He's all tanned up. His gun is like a big super soaker looking gun.
Yeah.
One of his emotes, or I think it's his emote. I can't tell if that's a be back or an emote thing, but he's wiping like sunscreen all over himself. And then he takes his sunglasses down just a little bit and you get like a little wink of sunlight on his glasses. It's amazing. Perhaps the greatest emote in the game.
It's really good.
Yeah.
But I mean, you just got to think, somebody at the Blizzard development team was sitting there and was like, you know what we should do with Tychus? And that's what they came up with. And That's kind of incredible.
Yeah.
And also incredible that everyone else heard it and went, you're right, that is what we should do with Tychus. It's really the only direction we can move in with him is a Speedo and suntan lotion and flexing the pecs.
Yeah, big time. Oh, that's the other thing is while he's applying the stuff on his chest, he's flexing kind of Terry Crews style. So
yep.
So his big peckies are going rant, 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 one after the other. It's kind of amazing. What were you going to say, Bo?
I was just going to say the funniest thing I heard about Tychus' skin was Trixler on the anniversary skin going, we found Tychus' cigar, folks.
That's pretty good.
It made me laugh so much.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and make no mistake, maybe you guys aren't comfortable talking about it, but it's bouncing around a little in there.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, no.
Yeah, it's...
That's no cigar. That's a space station.
Yeah, he's got bouncy wiener. We're just saying it out loud. Check out his crotch. He's got bouncy wiener. Somebody had to animate that, subtle as it is, and it's fine. Look, we do it to the women characters all the time with their breasties. You may as well just go for it and give him bouncy wiener. It's fine.
So who do you think on the team has the specialized genitalia in their art portfolio as like they're like, I'm working on this thing, but I really can't get the penis right. Can I get some help? And 10 people are like, yes, I want to help on this. I don't know. What that.
Usually you got cod pieces and loincloth looking units and stuff that's just always in the way. And you never quite know what's going on down there. Although Nazebo says hello. But the point is, not since maybe any of these characters have we seen quite the anatomically correctness that's happening with this new skin.
Do you think somehow in the zeitgeist we're not directly responsible, but we talk so much about Nazebo's penis-shaped loincloth. Like, it's clothing. It's not the real deal that we wished into existence, something that we could obsess over, right. And it's actually the thing.
I think it might be just taped to that loincloth. That's my thinking. It's like literally just like...
Oh, it's like a sleeve or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a gaffer's tape.
It's like a wizard's robe.
Yep. Welcome to penis time, everybody.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
The rest of all the content in that video, because that's the thing. That thing bouncing around jumped out at me the most. I forgot Malthiel was coming out.
Yeah.
When I saw that thing.
It starts with Malthiel.
I didn't post any photos of Malthiel on my Twitter. I posted a photo of Tychus in his glory.
Yeah. In his birthday suit. Exactly. So I very excited about Malthiel for sure. We've all had a chance to play, and we'll talk about him in a bit. He's kind of our core topic this week. But other stuff shown off. New skins for Murky. Sir Merkalot, pretty rad.
Oh, it's so good. It's what I've always wanted from him. Is with Murky in Warcraft always wearing these like special... Here's Illidan Murky, and here's this Murky. I feel like all Murky skins should be him cosplaying as other heroes.
Well, in this case, he's playing his favorite Arthurian legend character, I suppose.
I think he's Johanna's squire, right? She was her apprentice. She was looking for an apprentice, and he signed up.
Yeah, but
he is the apprentice. Like, she's searching, and like, she tried to put the armor on Illidan, and Illidan was too misbehaved to be the apprentice.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Talented as he is, Murky's gonna be the right fit.
So what? I'll take the frog over there in a bubble. I'll let him do it.
No, she'd probably be like, there are great things hiding beneath that. A slimy exterior.
Mm.
You're the chosen one. Murky goes.
Your Murky impression's even better. If you go back and watch that Johanna intro, I feel like it sets up the headcanon that I have lived by, which is that he does become her apprentice. Because he's there watching it. He's checking it out. He knows what's up.
Oh, that's right. He's in the background the whole time. You're right about that. Hadn't thought about that. All right, I'll go
you
with
know
your
what? Next cinematic. They should do BlizzCon. That high def is Johanna and Sir Merkalot versus whatever new bad Deckard Cain. They're gonna go beat up Dan Old Man in the alleyway. It's Deckard Cain, everyone, kill him.
It could be. It'll be. Who's a good? You need somebody like Reaper over there going die, die, and then you have this little innocent frog. Frog guy in a bubble. That's what you need. If they don't do that, they're doing
that would be a great cinematic. Reyes or Reaper trying to shoot at Murky, who's constantly dodging and bubbling.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Applying his slime and then coming back and doing it again. Oh, yeah. He knows what's up. Sylvanas, Zeratul, and Li Ming all getting some skin treatment as well. I'm not really into the Zeratul one. It's fine. It's just scary head version of him. That's it.
Designed to look like Diablo 2 characters for Sylvanas, Zeratul. She looks like, what was her name? Blood Raven in Diablo 2.
Yep.
And then he looks like that weird, do you remember the weird mummy looking monsters that had blade hands?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's supposed to look like one of those.
Okay.
He kind of looks like it.
Okay, that makes sense, I guess, if that's what they're aiming for there. He just looked like scary head Zeratul to me. Li Ming getting her Tal Rasha look, which is, you know, based on some pretty sweet gear in the game. But she just sort of looks like Li Ming. It's fine. It's all right.
I think she's already wearing a couple of set pieces from Tal Rasha's.
Yeah. I mean, her.
So it's like it's a small variant.
Her gown thing or whatever we're going to call that, her robes or whatever, they all kind of look like Li Ming normal. So it's fine. It's good. I like new stuff, so bring it on. We also expect more smaller iterations of skins now that we're in 2.0 land, so it's not that big of a shock that these aren't all completely 100% original, including those Stitches beaky skins that he's got.
What about the Tracer one, you guys?
Okay. Oh, yeah, the
Tracer one's
one.
really good.
Yeah, it's really good. She looks like, what is that kind of swimsuit? It's just like a fun... Like, this is the kind of swimsuits we buy for my kids when they were little. Just, like, fun, out in the sun, I'm throwing water balloons at people, splashing water in your face, laughing like a maniac. That's what she is in this.
Yeah.
And that's great. And all her bullets, her water guns, and her, the best thing ever probably is her sticky bomb is a big water balloon that kind of looks like pufferfish going up.
Yeah.
But that's cool. And her animation when she's being back is just about the funniest thing I've seen in a while.
Where she's target practicing on the water balloons.
Yeah. One of them smacks her in the face.
And then one falls on her head.
Yeah. Which is good.
And her E, she goes all Alex Mack and just turns into water, which is, I don't know, that's weird.
That's all right. Sure. Why not?
Tracer power.
She does, what was the other thing she did that I noticed? Or maybe I'm thinking of Tychus, but Tychus is like his laser for his ult is just a big squirt gun. Yeah, way into the summer stuff. And then the mounts, though, the mounts. Can we talk about those mounts? The mounts,
talk about the mounts.
There's a few of them. There's these raptors and there's some other stuff. Who cares? The ones I care about are surfboard mounts with a little bit of water wake behind them the whole time. It's awesome. I want every surfboard. I also want every Whimsyshire face for a mount. Mm-hmm. Those look great. I want the grumpy one. Actually, I want John to have the grumpy one. Yeah, I want John. I want John to have the grumpy one, and I want you to assign it to a character, just even in quick match, just in case we get Hanamura, so you can be grumpy with the grumpy guy underneath you. That's what I want there.
Well, right now it would be the sad cloud there, but yeah, I think the grumpy one's like my spirit animal. I think I need that to ride on. And I picture all my friends on the happy ones, like it's a team of four happy clouds, and then there's just me with a little storm coming out the bottom, just quietly riding along with you. It's so good.
It's pretty epic. They also showed off some other skin variations and colors, some new sprays, portraits, banners. Again, the theme seems to be summer. It's time for summer, everybody. Go out and get some summer on, get some suntan going. Somebody mined the PTR and found some indication that possibly some of the loot chests during this launch and this release will be summer related stuff. So we don't know if some of these skins might be limited, like that Tracer skin may only be available during a short summer event. If that's the case, we don't have that confirmed. It's purely rumored.
But at this also point. That it's rumored, but that there might be its own loot boxes too, Overwatch style.
Oh,
so, you know, the Overwatch, you buy the specific type of boxes, right?
Right.
Well, not you confirmed do. Yet, but something to think about.
You do, but you don't, boxes. Right? Because when they're having, say, the Halloween the Halloween event in Overwatch, when you get those boxes, they look like the pumpkin things. Mm-hmm. But you still can get other stuff in them that's part of the overall cache of potential winnings, right?
It's just but your regular boxes, you can't get any of the summer stuff.
But during that event, do you even get normal boxes during an Overwatch event? I don't think you do.
I guess this is just a me problem, but I have 100 loot boxes right now.
Oh my gosh.
So I may still open them anyways, because some of the skins will make it into the new one and I'll just get the shards, but I have a lot of regular loot boxes.
I wonder if those may not have any application toward holiday or event ones. I wonder how that'll go.
Also, loot box tycoons are concerned.
Right.
I would think it would still count simply because it doesn't roll until you actually click to open it, and I would think it would be pulling from just the one pool. That's what I would think, but again, with it being its own separate type of box, it's hard to say for sure that that's how it'll ultimately work.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll find out on that, and I don't know. I think it kind of makes sense. I mean, if you're in the coldest winter in the world for some reason later this year and you open up bikini stitches or I mean, I guess that would be normal, but bikini Tracer out for summer fun, that's a little weird.
Yeah, a little bit.
Not where I live, because that's where we actually go outside, but you know, everywhere else.
Yeah, you're getting to that time of year where if you go outside you become Varian at the end of his story in World of Warcraft.
It's exactly that.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's all very interesting. The 2.0 anniversary stream was yesterday, and I guess it's worth watching. I had no time to do it. I missed it, and I want to watch the VOD. Who saw this? Anyone see it?
I watched it. Yeah. It wasn't on. I couldn't watch it live, but I did watch the VOD, which wasn't findable on YouTube. It's on the Twitch stream. I don't know if there's special rules for big broadcasters, but I think I'm somewhat aware that they don't keep them forever on Twitch. I don't know. They should put it up on YouTube.
yeah,
for rewatching if they haven't done it already. But I did check it out, and it was a good, you know, it was like informal stream. I would say there wasn't any, you know, red carpets or anything like that. It was streamed from there. Do they all share the same office at Blizzard HQ? You know, there's just like a room. It always has a door on the right side.
Yeah.
And there's two chairs.
The little streaming room.
Microphones.
Yeah. They do share that.
Yeah, anyways. It's a streaming room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. It's a relatively new. It's not, that is a kind of a new thing, because back in the day when I would do instance interviews with Warcraft people, they didn't have a dedicated space. So you often did like a phone interview over somebody's office speakerphone. And mm-hmm. there'd be PR people in there, and it was always awful quality and stuff. And over the last few years, you could tell they were trying to beef some of that up. And now when you look in there, they'll adorn it with different game stuff in the background sometimes, so it feels like the stream you're on, but it's the same one. So Ian Hazzikostas is sitting there talking about WoW, and a day later, you know, here comes Ben Brode in his plaid t-shirt talking about cards. So, yeah.
So it was like that, except for not, it wasn't 1 hour. It was actually a pretty lengthy bit. So if you're a Heroes fan and you're into that kind of thing, it is worth watching right from the beginning. They had the community team pair up with various members from the development side of things. So Kent Eric Hagman's always a very knowledgeable person to listen to speak about the game. They had an animator on, this Lana Baczynski, who's very charming. And she does a lot of the, you know, she's part of the team that does all the great animations you love. And they had the lead designer for Malthiel on there, too. So if you're interested in hearing about that, his name is Matt Villers.
Villers. My that name, was, if I was making all villains in the game, I want my name to be Matt Villers. That's a cool name.
I'm Matt Villers, see? And I'm going to blow up your town. Wow. With my design knowledge, my game design knowledge.
Fantastic.
Will ruin your lives.
Then like a load of community and shoutcasters and Dreadnought Trixler, Lashes, all those guys, which is great.
Yep.
And Revenix. We got it. We named them all. Yeah. We named them all.
Yeah. Oh, and then a brand new
and
hero.
KO.
And Malthiel is real, guys. We've been in there and we played him. Let's talk about him a little bit. He's live on the PTR. Mm-hmm. Live, that's funny, considering who he is. Anyway, he's there. He's looking all scary and dark and pissed and whatever. He has the following trait. It's called Reaper's Mark. And the way this works, basic attacks afflict non-structure targets. That means fleshy heroes and or minions and or mercs. With Reaper's Mark for 4 seconds, marked enemies are revealed and take damage equal to 2.5% of their maximum health every second. So it's kind of a dot, right? I mean, I guess it's like a dot.
It looks like poison, basically.
Yeah. And it's interesting when you apply it through his different abilities. Okay, I got a question about him. This is a great place for this. I can't seem to use any abilities until I've marked somebody. That's right. Correct. Right? That's how it's supposed to work.
Most of his abilities have a modifier that requires Reaper's Mark be on a target. So they will be grayed out until Reaper's Mark is on a target.
Right.
So he can't get the heal off of Soul Rip unless there's Reaper's Mark on something. So it doesn't even appear until there is at least one. Same with Wraith Strike. The only one you can use without it is Death Shroud.
Right. So Death Shroud helps. Go ahead.
Autos apply it. The ways to apply your Reaper's Mark is the E. One of the ultimates does it, and your auto attacks.
Right. So E does this this Death Shroud after 0.25 seconds, quarter of a second, unleash a wave of dark mist that applies Reaper's Mark to enemies it hits. It is like a wave of, who does it remind me of? Maybe Sylvanas's weird ghost thing she does. What's that thing called she does?
Wailing teleporter. Wailing arrow is the ultimate. Banshee.
Susie and the Banshees. Got it. All right. So those go out, and they. Or no, that doesn't go out. She doesn't. She's nothing to do with this.
she's not here. She's somewhere else right now.
He's talking about whales.
Yeah, exactly. So she sends out this wave, or he does. Malthiel does, and it applies that mark to everybody, and suddenly you'll notice that Q and W are now active. So I didn't know about the autos. That's good to know. And I guess I don't know why I didn't know that. I thought it felt a little random to me. So when I was out doing auto attacks, I guess that was activating them. But it was hard in my mind to kind of go, now, when is this? When am I actually getting access to these two items? Because it isn't like an energy thing or a rage system or anything like that. It's straight up mana, and he's going to expend it. But you've got to have this mark happening before you can do anything. And the nice thing about having the mark happen with autos, I guess, is one auto attack will give you a mark, which means you can then set off your Q, which is your soul rip, and that takes extract souls from nearby enemies afflicted with Reaper's Mark, even if that's only one or two, deals damage and healing mouth elf for a portion of the damage, blah, 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 but it also applies the mark to the rest of them, right?
No.
No? Do I have that wrong?
Yeah, it does not apply the mark.
Oh, I thought that applied the mark, or maybe there was a talent later that let it do it or something. I remember, I may be just totally smoking crack here. But it seemed like that's how I was extending my, that's my mark.
Well, you will refresh the duration of Reaper's Mark every time you use an ability. I think that, does that apply? Does that work that way? I didn't check. I don't think it does.
That nuance. It doesn't remove the mark, but you still only get 4 seconds of the mark unless you reapply it through an auto attack or through E.
Okay.
Okay.
So, and that's kind of what the interesting rotation with him is going to be, because you can theoretically get surrounded by minions and hit auto attack all the minions, then hit Q and take health from all the minions, but you have to mark all of them within 4 seconds. Mm. Because once 4 seconds expires from that first hit, that mark is going to drop off. So that's one thing you kind of have to keep in the back of your mind as you're playing him is, yeah, you can mark multiple things at once through an auto attack, but you only have 4 seconds before that drops off and you lose all benefit of it. Okay. So it either needs to be reapplied or you need to take advantage of your soul rip prior to that.
Right. Okay. So that makes sense. Maybe I might be thinking of how one of the ults worked or something. I don't know. I tried both of them, and I really, really liked his Last Rites ultimate. We'll get to that in a second. So anyway, W is kind of your skill shot. It's instantly teleport through an enemy afflicted by Reaper's Mark, so they have to have Reaper's Mark on them, which won't be confusing at all when actual Reaper is in the game, and we're talking about Reaper Marks and Reaper himself, so I can't wait for those days. But anyway, the mark is applied, and then you do kind of a... you know what? It's like Karazim jumping over to another player, but instead of jumping to him with his dash, you jump through them and are on the other side and you strike them for damage. That is awesome and feels really, really good if you can pull it off.
Note that it refreshes Reaper's Mark. So it doesn't apply it, but it does refresh whatever Reaper Mark is on the target.
On the target,
back
right.
Back to 4 seconds.
So yeah. You wouldn't want to use it, and you can use it on minions, I noticed, but why would you? I mean, this is a move for finishing, diving, combination of both, that kind of stuff. At least it felt like that way to me.
Yeah.
W's cool, though. I really liked it. I like that W a lot, I'm saying. Death Shroud, already talked about it. Q, Soul Rip. So I'm doing this kind of out of order, but this extracts all these nearby enemies, their souls. So you're getting their souls. And it looks a lot like him in that room with Tyrael and that poor Herodrum dude getting all the life sucked out of him. It's kind of this cool, like, you see these souls like swimming around in this circle you make, in this big fart he makes. And it's pretty rad. And that's a way to sustain. He gets some pretty good healing out of that, or he can. He's an assassin before anyone gets too excited about this new tank I've been describing. He does sound like a tank. If you just describe those abilities, mark him with a thing, teleport behind him and hit him, apply more marks, fart and bring their souls and heal me. It sounds like a warrior to me, but he's not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's not. He's an assassin.
You can see if this had been tuned differently that he could have been. Like, maybe if there was a higher emphasis on his defense and self-healing that they could consider him maybe a bruiser or a real sustainy tank. But he's kind of a squishy assassin, but he does have some pretty decent self-sustain.
Yeah.
As long as he's not getting overly poked or focused.
Didn't seem to be losing a ton of mana either, so that made me happy. Although, who knows, in actual play, it was just tri-mode. Let's talk about his R's. You gain 20 armor and unleash a torrent of souls if you choose Tormented Strike. This continually applies Reaper's Mark to enemies for 4 seconds. That seems like a single... Well, both of these seem like... I guess you could do some secondary damage with Tormented Strike versus Last Rites, which is literally one character you're applying it to. But they both seem pretty focused on the guy you want to kill. Which is pretty great. So there's that one, and then there's Last Rites. This is my favorite. I couldn't get enough of watching this over and over. Poor Arthas. Poor tryhard Arthas out there coming out going, I'm going to beat you and Malfurion finally in this one lane try map. And he would come out and just get all super stoked and earnest, and I would get him down to like 50%. And that's perfect because what happens with Last Rites is it applies a death sentence to an enemy hero that has, after 2 seconds, this is how long it takes to sort of cast the thing, deals damage equal to 50% of their missing health. So if you're missing 50%...
33%.
Right.
33% is the magic number.
Right, that's the one you want to hit. And when you hit it, incredibly satisfying. There's like this purple version of him that kind of forms and then like pounces with his blades onto the character. And if you kill them, and you can hurt them pretty bad even if you don't get the right percentage, but if you kill them, they just explode and their stuff goes that way and their body goes that way. Incredibly satisfying ultimate. Very excited.
And actually, just to wedge this in here, there's a new feature coming up in the patch. Whereas I don't know to how many, how pervasive this is throughout the ultimates of the characters, but Greymane and Malfurion both have execute abilities, and there's a new graphic that will tell you when you can kill a person with the ultimate. There's actually a visual, and a skull will appear over them. I believe it's a flaming red skull. So then you know to push the button.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't know
what that was at first. I thought it was just a Malfurion thing, but I read the patch notes and it's a thing. So you don't need to guess as much.
Do you worry?
And I will add two little things off of that are interesting to make a note of as well. So two things. One, if somebody gets healing between the time of you killing them and that skull forming, obviously they're not going to die. If somebody manages to save them or bring them back up. It's not a guaranteed kill if healing goes off, but it also goes the other way. So 33% is the magic number. That's the highest amount of health they can have where this will be an instant kill on them, assuming they don't get healed or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But also you have 2 seconds to get them to 33% to still get it to be an instant kill. So they could be at 50 or 40 or whatever. And if in those 2 seconds you can burst somebody down to under 33, it will still be instantly killing them. Or not instantly, but after the 2 seconds.
You're saying the damage resolves at the end of the channel, or it's not a channel, but at the end of the 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not at the beginning.
Right.
Okay. Right.
And yeah, that's a good point. I killed him a lot that way. I rinsed and repeated a bunch because that's way fun to use. I turned on auto refresh. This is great, by the way. I have forgotten that I had set things to auto-refresh cooldowns, because you can do that now. You can toggle it. And so when you're in try mode, you can just say, and I assume that you can also do it in that kind of creative mode on Cursed Hollow. I don't know. But I set it to, so nothing had a cooldown, basically. And I forgot I did it, and it felt like this is how he was. And I thought, no way. This is OP beyond my wildest dreams. There's no way he can just keep... I thought, maybe it's like, if you kill him, it auto-refreshes the way that the Arcane Torrent thing does for Li Ming when she kills somebody. So I thought, okay, he's from Diablo. Maybe he has these things. And then I thought, no, this can't be. Every ability I have, I just have it. And then I went, oh, shit, I have to turn off the stupid thing. And everything was fine after that. I felt like a dummy. Anyway, he's pretty great. I'm really curious overall thoughts from you guys in terms of, I had a lot of fun with him. We never know how he's going to be in actual play until we get some games going and all that. But first impressions, Bo, is this guy exciting to you? Are you still so into D.Va that you're just like Mountain Dew and flip him off? Like, what do you want to do here with him?
I gave him a few minutes of time in the PTR. Seems interesting. What I'm hearing is he's going to be a pretty big tank buster because of his giant killer dot. The one thing I would say is to mitigate all your bullishness by, 2.5% is a lot, but it does take from 100%, 40 full seconds for that dot to go from 100 to 0, which is an eternity. Mm-hmm. But I still think he will be, in combination with the rest of his abilities and your teammates and all that, he will be good versus tanks. And we don't have a lot of melee characters that are good versus tanks. You kind of got Thrall, but he's fallen off, but Thrall has a giant killer. He's reworked now, so I don't even know if that applies anymore, really. Mm. Other than that, I got to wait and see. I'm excited for him. He's a cool character. I killed him many times in Diablo. Yeah. And he doesn't have some of the sweet abilities that he has in the Diablo game, but I think it's okay. I think we'll be fine.
It feels like they've tried to, at least the one where he does the big fart on the ground, that's very familiar looking. Like, that looks like one he used on, like, the cloudy thing that he would do in that fight.
Yeah, you had to get out of that, or that was death.
Which, was it him? Anyways. Was it him or Diablo? Oh, you don't remember now. Who did the blaze, like...
Yeah, that was him. That was him. That's the one they don't have on him, but looked really cool and resonate. That was danger. Like, when you were getting to that part, you were dodging most of his stuff. Those were super deadly, at least in hardcore mode. I had to make sure to dodge or pop Epiphany. And same with, he had a swirling circle of souls that got closer and closer together, which I think is kind of what one of the ultimates is like in a smaller way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's interesting. Cool. I'm excited. John, your thoughts on big sickle-wielding weirdo man.
I'm really, really excited for him. I would say this is probably the most excited I've been for a hero since maybe Valyra.
Yeah, Valyra, I was going to say, probably.
I think he seems really interesting. He definitely, you know, you can kind of see the comps you're going to want him for. You'll probably be in Hog Heaven for a little while because I think they even use her as an example, but Tracer's going to be really strong against him. So you're going to want to be careful about certain comps with a lot of poke and high mobility because he lacks that. But I think he's going to have a place. I think it's an interesting meta for him to be coming into, and I'm kind of excited to see what happens with it as a result.
Doesn't have much of an escape, that's for sure. His utility's a little low. They even say so on the website, but maybe you just have to be creative. It's more of a skill shot kind of escape. But if you use that W at the right time and that character that you're W-ing to is further afield behind you, I suppose that's a get out of jail card. But it's kind of a one-way ticket in most cases. So,
well, if you can use it on minions and you nab a Reaper's Mark on a clutch minion behind you, kind of like how on Chan or Illidan you use walls to get out.
Oh, right.
I don't know if that's really going to be a thing or not, but
yeah. Well, he's exciting all the way down the line. I think he's going to be super interesting. So watch for that probably next Tuesday. We were hoping for today because it was a weird release for PTR. It just showed up on Monday, and everyone thought, oh, well, it'll be right out. And then they did all this marketing for it and some other like promotional stuff between games, and I thought, oh, well, for sure we'll see it today. And today came and today went, and there's no Malphil in the wild. But he is on PTR, so go play him. Let's talk about that event, the Malphil's Bargain event. It's a great name. You play 15 games with a friend. Stop me if this sounds familiar to you in terms of what we've been doing lately.
Yeah, we're familiar.
You play 15 games with a friend as heroes from the Diablo universe. Not a hard bargain for me because I love all those heroes, so I would be all into this. Anyway, once the bargain is struck and the task is complete, you receive the following rewards. Heroes of the Storm rewards include Leoric's Phantom. It's a riding lawnmower thing unit.
It's a euphemism.
It's a euphemism.
It's a horse. It's actually a horse.
Is it just a horse?
It's not,
okay.
It's not as lawnmower. You're Damn thinking it. Of the Space Lord lawnmower?
Yeah, I was just hoping for a lawnmower, just period, like straight up.
You know, that's a mount that we could use in the Nexus is a turbo lawnmower.
I want, just burr. And I would, you know what I could have gone with this
good
summer
old John Deere. Give me that John Deere and a beer and we'll go cut the grass.
The summer event should have had a, like an ATV, like, you know, like somebody in like Baywatch would ride on to go save somebody, right? I want one of those, a little four-wheeler.
Yeah.
They didn't do that, which makes me a little sad. And they should, for a winter event, do a snowmobile with that same cool effect as if there's like snow just under and behind you. The way they're doing with the water, the way they do with, who else am I thinking of? Ragnaros does his weird lava run, and it looks like he's kind of coming out of the ground. And I'm sure there's another example of this I can't think of. I love those effects in this game, so I would go for more of that. Let's see. So you get his Phantom. Maybe it mows things. I don't know. You get one X epic loot chest. So you get one epic loot chest. And you get some Diablo 3 rewards as well on PC. You get Ghost Kerrigan wings. They are badass. They kind of belong in Diablo, weirdly. They look really good in there. And the event begins during the week of June 13th. Last till the 26th. So between now, well, between this weekend. When's the 13th? So this weekend?
Yeah, that's next Tuesday. Next Tuesday. Sounds like... guaranteed that's when Malphil comes out, is on Tuesday.
I think you're right.
That's when the bargain starts.
You're totally right. Any thoughts about this bargain? It seems all right. 15 games.
Imagining it like a garage sale. Like, that's his bargain. Like, I know it's supposed to be making a bargain with death, but I just keep picturing, come on down. I have what you need. Nothing can stop these deals.
Exactly. It's such a great deal. Everything must go, you would say. I'm going to do a quick calculation on the time it's going to take you. Let's say every game is an average of 20 minutes long, which is optimal. So 20 times what? 15 games. So that's 300 hours. Wait, that's not right.
No, 300 minutes.
300 minutes divided by 60, right?
60 is 5 hours.
5 hours. All right.
5 to 6 hours. Five to, because you got to, you know, organizing, finding your friend might take a bit of time.
That's the entirety of a Call of Duty campaign to get these rewards. So my question is,
Call of Duty provides so much value.
Is that a lot to ask, though, of players who are maybe, I mean, maybe it's easier because we're talking mostly to Heroes players here, a little to Diablo players, but mostly to Heroes players. Whereas with Overwatch, it's like, play five this week, maybe five more next week. We'll give you, they piecemealed it, right? To kind of like not, to kind of keep them on the hook without making them feel like they had a giant wall to get over. In this case, it's just, nah, just do all 15. That's the bargain. Or no deal. Right?
I'm asking for $5, but you seem nice, so I'll let it go for $2.50.
I think I talked to Malthel when I was in Tijuana once. I think I bought a chess set from him. He really ripped me off, it turns out.
It was not much of a bargain.
No, it's not a good deal. So, yeah, I think it's fine. I mean, I'm playing 15 games anyway, so it's no skin off my nose. I just don't know that this brings anybody over, but maybe that's not the point. Maybe this was just an event. Have fun doing it. Play some games. Be done.
Yeah.
Either way. I kind of thought they might have this coincide with the rise of the Necromancer patch or slash pack or whatever they're going to call it for Diablo. Do you think we're going to get anything special for that release? And I don't know.
I was wondering that too, actually. Like, I mean, their art has Zul, a necromancer, featured right on it, but there's no love for Zul in the patch. There's really...
We'll get a skin. There's got to be a launch, like a necromancer skin, like one of the new armor sets in
I wonder, yeah. Heroes. Like, and if you buy the Diablo pack, maybe you get it for Heroes. Maybe they'll go the other way with it.
Well, I mean, then, because that's a case where that would make sense, because that's a more traditional model for Blizzard. It's not just a swap games around and get free stuff. It's a buy this thing with money. It's basically an expansion, if you think about it. It's just a tiny expansion. But buy this expansion with Necromancer in it and these new areas and new content, and here are your digital rewards for doing that. And maybe there are better ones if you buy a Master Edition that includes, I don't know, Zul's panties or something. Whatever.
Or maybe reach Greater Rift 40 or 20.
Right. Maybe and that.
Get the skin.
Probably that, not panties. But I'm thinking, like, if you can reward players in that regard, that's, I like that too. I guess because if I'm going to spend real money on that, I still say it's going to be $25. When I spend money on that Necro pack, it would be really great to get some extra stuff over in Heroes. I'd be fine with that. Yeah. And there'll probably be some card back in Hearthstone and a pet in Warcraft, and like they always do.
The tiniest Necromancer.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see, because this is different in that it's a small add-on, not a full expansion, and that's usually reserved for that or for a game's launch or something. When you bought Overwatch, you got all these things. When you bought the last, you know, we bought the Legion expansion for World of Warcraft, same deal. So I don't know if they'll treat it the same or not.
I hope they do.
Yeah, I do too. I hope so as well. All right. Oh, hey, no more map rotation in Quick Match, AI or unranked. Didn't we ask for that and then they gave it to us? Was this like prayer and the gods of Heroes gave it?
The blog began with, we heard what the community had to say, and so here you go.
They should have said, they should have said, we heard what the hosts of Core said.
Oh, well, we weren't the only ones.
I don't think we were the only ones, but I do want to take all the credit.
I think it was more that we were a blasting horn. What's a trumpet call?
A clarion call.
Clarion.
Yep.
For what was already sort of in the minds and hearts of players.
Charlemagne. So. Yeah, exactly.
I'm really excited about this. Map rotations will continue in ranked mode, and they are changing the map rotations up again.
Yep.
So there will be new maps as of Malthiel, which feels faster than they said they were going to be rotating maps.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were under the impression it was going to be 3 months, and now we're at 3 weeks since the last one.
No, I think it was
one,
it was once a month for rotations, actually.
Oh, is that what it was?
Oh, was it?
Okay.
Because in a season, which is roughly 3 months, you could expect three rotations.
Okay. Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
That makes sense. So, okay. I'm thrilled about this. I want Quick Match to be unleashed.
I know. We casted this. I casted the semifinals with Sharku on Sunday.
Yeah.
For the Gathering Storm tournament that we were promoting on the show. And we loaded into Dragonshire. And I was like, what map is this? Is this a new map? I couldn't believe how I felt when I saw it. I was like, what is this place? So I miss it. I miss some of those maps.
Yeah. Get them all in there. Sounds like we're getting too. What we wanted. So that'll be, I assume, with the next, with this next patch next Tuesday, it should be part of it. I hope. Better be.
I think so. Yeah, that's as
it's crazy. In the patch notes. Yeah.
Tell me about Thrall's rework, John, because you kept talking on Slack this week as if you thought maybe Thrall is about to have his second coming and become Jesus once again. So what's going on?
Yeah, this is pure theory, and I haven't had a ton of time with him. So if you end up hearing from more reputable sources than me that he's hot war chief garbage, you know. Understand that this is a quick little look that I took, but I think it's really good. Scott, you may be afraid of Thrall now. I got bad news for you.
Really? Because right now I'm not so afraid of him. Right now, I used to play him all the time. He was my highest level character forever, and then Jaina overtook him. But
let me give you the good news, bad news.
Okay, good. Good news, bad news. Give it to me. I can take it.
All right. Bad news is he might be the questiest talent character in the world now.
Well, see you later, Thrall. It was good knowing you.
I told you it was going to be bad news.
All right.
But the good news is I think it's really good. I think his quests are kind of fun sounding, and they really change the things you can do with them. And he has a wide variety. So last week we talked about the various types of quest talents that can be in the game, and he's got almost the full breadth of them. Like, there's a lot. There's some that he loses on death, but you get kind of an instant bonus or a very quick bonus with. There's some that carry out and evolve over the course of the game. Some people are saying there's too many quest talents because I think you can have up to four going at once.
Really?
That is a lot.
That's a lot more than any character has in the game that I know of. Is there someone else like that? I don't think so.
I think Alaric gets pretty close at three, but I don't think anyone with four
concurrent.
Four is intense.
Maybe
especially
New Toronto, it might be possible.
With
the built-in ones.
Mm. Well, especially because he went from, I mean, this is Thrall, currently no quest talents, as far as I know, right?
Yeah, I don't think he has any.
Now zero to four? Jeez. Okay.
Now, well, keep in mind, too, that I'm saying this is four concurrently, which means you've made a choice on at least two of those tiers. It's a choice between two or three quest talents.
Mm.
So it's not a case of he has four total. He's got something like six or seven quest talents total.
Okay.
You just can pick a total of four. Now, the build I was looking at, I think I picked two.
Okay.
And I actually felt really good about it, but I don't know. There's just a synergy to him that I'm really liking. His wolves that he sends out will now always carry on through enemies. So you shoot it out, it hits an enemy, and every time it hits an enemy, its range is extended.
25%.
So if you get a big, long line of enemies all running away in a straight line, your wolf will go through all of them.
And just and it'll lock them all down, too, right? Like,
yes.
They're all going to get the effect. That's great.
Yeah. It's really good. He can get very, very fast with his Wind Fury. Like, he can zip around like crazy now, if you talent him right. And I don't know. I think he's going to be kind of strong. Like, the mobility and his ability to be both range poke and very strong melee, I think, is just going to make him kind of a force again.
Mm. So it says here, Chain Lightning now bounces 3 times by default. That used to be a path for talenting, and you'd pick it and you'd then get the 3 bounces. That's now baked in. You talked about Feral Spirit getting this sort of almost unlimited. If there were unlimited number of characters ahead, it potentially could be an unlimited number of Feral Spirits. Frost Wolf Resilience, it's his trait. His heal amount decreased from 314 to 210. That's kind of a hit. That's 100 health down. Yeesh. Mm-hmm. Worldbreaker at 20 no longer travels forever, but creates walls for 3 seconds. I assume walls on the outside. Is that the idea?
I think so. I haven't seen it in practice. I just read the tooltip.
I didn't try it.
Unpathable walls. Have you ever seen Hammer take the talent that makes a wall when she shoots Concussive Blast?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be similar to that. Okay. I imagine it's 2 walls. Walls, plural, on the outside would make sense where the ground lifts up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you push the person to the side, and then maybe they're trapped in between your wall and another wall that you've pinned them in.
Yeah.
Almost like a poor man's Entomb.
Yeah, and it's 3 seconds is a huge amount of time if you take advantage of that.
Yes.
Poor man's, I say rich man, better man's Entomb. That is a long Entomb.
I don't know. If you got to shovel dirt into a wall versus just erect one magically, I feel like the magic one is the guy who I want to be friends with, the guy who's shoveling dirt.
I'm making t-shirts that say erect one magically on them.
Yep. Real good to know that we both glommed on that one part of the sentence and ignored everything else he had to say.
Forgot all the rest of it. Yeah.
Is that how people deal with you in arguments? They just say erect and then you completely forget what you were mad about. And
yeah, and then we're all good. It's like pieces in the land again. Yeah. I don't have to fight. Cool. You had a good erection joke. Malfurion, he's getting some things like this bummer. Twilight Dream has removed or will be removed his Passamana regen. So the one reason to pick Twilight Dream is now gone. Or one of them. Yeah. I shouldn't say that, but that's not great. Yeah. Level 1 Moonburn has increased Moonfire damage to non-heroes, meaning minions and whatnot, turned into a quest of a kind for no reason. Same with Entangling Roots at 4. So when you say for no reason, why?
Well, so Moonfire was a level 1 talent that increased your damage to like minions and I think mercs as well.
Yeah.
So now I don't know the exact tooltip reading. I didn't write it here because it's kind of long. It's just you keep hitting minions and the damage goes up until it caps somewhere.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, okay. it could have just stayed the way it was. It wasn't. I mean, it was a useful talent that people took, but I don't know that this seemed like a quest we didn't need, kind of.
Sure.
Kind of. This is the first time I've looked at a quest and said, I might be wrong. We're going to see it in practice, but it feels like questing for questing's sake and didn't seem like that great. Also, same with the Entangling Roots. I think this is the one that spawns a Treant. I can't remember, but it's basically do a thing and the damage increases until it caps again. I was like, okay, I don't know. I just wasn't looking for that on Malfurion, really.
Yeah.
So there's 2 of them that do that. But here's something interesting for you, Scott.
Yeah.
Because you play Malfurion.
I do.
Have you ever played DPS Malfurion?
I have. A couple times we needed it, so I did. And it was fun. Mm-hmm. Well, I enjoyed him.
You won't have to wait till 13 so you can really start pummeling people with your Moonfire.
All right.
Full Moonfire, which is I'm not sure which one that is again, but it's moved to level 4.
Oh.
So and then the level 16 Moonfire talents, I think that's the one that decreases your cooldown. It lets you just Moonfire quicker and does increase damage.
Yeah, it does.
You successively
it does.
Hit a target.
And uses less mana is the other reason you get that one, because your mana goes down.
You get that at 4, and then at 16, your 2 choices of whether you want your Moonfire to slow or have a greater area.
Yeah.
I think I've got that right. They're on 7 now. Anyways, that whole decision tree is moved pre-10.
Oh, wow.
Which I think is awesome, because now you pre-10, you're committing to DPS rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tilt your team earlier if you're the solo healer and you start taking those talents, which is super fun. Another thing to point out about what's going on with Malfurion is he's had Mule removed and Cleanse, actually.
Mm.
So Cleanse coming off a lot of heroes. Mule, there are only 2 characters that have Mule now, Abathur and Morales. There is a Reddit thread today that was like, I see what you're doing and you're removing Remuling move. No. Removing mule from the game, and is like, don't you dare at least have one hero have it. It's a, I like my little yellow guy.
Yeah. It makes sense for, it makes sense for Morales. I don't ever take it. I think there are other valuable talents at that level, but I think it's useful for her to be the one, maybe, because it's makes sense. She's the kind of character that would do that. It's a StarCraft thing. You don't need Malfurion pooping out a StarCraft mule. It's dumb. It's just dumb. Yeah. So maybe
the
that's
the only
where
other
they leave
thing
it.
Is the only other possibility is there's a mule hero confirmed coming down the line.
Yeah, that's a cool idea.
That's everybody's fantasy. I want to play a mule.
Yeah, all you do is run around and repair structures the entire game. Oh,
great.
I mean, I was going to say, we are pretty close to it being canonical. If they make a version for Abathur that's maybe infested, then they can totally, like, there you go. Yeah, mule maybe, finally makes sense for everybody.
Maybe that's what they do, is they make that less of a... They did that with some other talents in the past, where it was like, well, these don't necessarily kind of fit everybody, but here they are anyway. So now they can get creative and say, well, like with Malphail, he's got what amounts to Giant Killer, but... It's his own, and you didn't just have to give him a generic Giant Killer talent. He can do it on his own in his own little unique way. So do that with everybody. If you have a need in the balance of the game to have mules, great. Give the StarCraft mules to a StarCraft character, but have somebody else, like, give Malfurion a regrowthy thing that's all about reinforce the elements or some BS, and he casts it on a building, and it does the same thing as mule. Like, they could totally do that.
I would like to see flavored mules coming to the game.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see, like, what if Abathur, like, his version of a mule was an infested one? And, like, while it worked, maybe it put a version of his little symbiote hat on the top and it would actually fire abilities at anything that was near it.
That's pretty cool.
Maybe the Morales one would heal people that were nearby, so you could actually say, like, oh, hey, my person needs healing. They're retreating back to the fountain, but the fountain's on cooldown. I can, hey, if my mule is there, it will also give them healing.
So like Misha, but mule style.
Yeah.
Like you can micro it a little bit just to repair whatever you want.
And Malfurion could have an actual mule, like a straight up donkey, and have him out there going, meh. Oh, that's
Piranda.
A goat.
Piranda.
What has happened to Rhonda to my mule, my ass, he'd say.
He's a distraction. People will always be going, is that Malfurion over there? Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, he wouldn't move. Like all the things you expect from your donkeys. I was just reading a story this morning about a Chinese zoo where the investors of the zoo were so mad at the zoo management that they pulled a truck up to the zoo, to the tiger cage, and threw a live donkey in the tiger cage, and the tigers ate the live donkey. Isn't that weird?
Investors were mad
what? Because of some weird something about how the zoo administration is somewhere in China. The zoo administration wasn't getting the money to the right people or something. And so they to get him back, they threw a live donkey in the tiger cage.
They murdered a donkey?
Yeah.
They indirectly murdered a donkey?
I think they directly murdered it. I think they knew what they were doing.
They kind of copied Godfather in that, like, it's like you're an ex kind of thing, right? Like, it's a message.
Maybe. I didn't think of it that way. Maybe you're right. That's a pretty hard... and this was in front
of,
like...
Yeah, I mean, why else would you do that? Like, to show your displeasure, if not to threaten escalation.
It was in front of all these people, too, that were just visiting the zoo. Like, kids and their parents and everybody just kind of walking around going, oh, no.
Well, they did it during open hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't
I'm
that crazy?
I'm so mad I could feed a donkey to a tiger.
It is the one of the weirdest
zoo.
Things.
They're ruining their zoo that they've invested in.
Yeah. The story was really hard to understand motivations. I could not understand who was doing what and why. But there it was. China. Mm-hmm. The new place. The new Florida. China. Everybody. What else is going on? Oh,
To point out though, with the Thrall, like we've covered the TLDR on Thrall and Malfurion, there are a lot of changes. I think if you want to get the nitty gritty, go read the patch notes.
There's
a lot of stuff that we didn't cover.
A lot of little stuff that's not as exciting, I would say. Yeah. Let's talk about Boltgate 2017, the big controversy sweeping the nation. Cable news channels will talk about is Boltgate. Yeah, give us the skinny there, Bo. What's going on?
Yeah, so Boltgate. Yeah. You may have heard your friends and family talking about it in hushed tones at the table.
Yeah.
But really, it's nothing to fear. Blizzard Entertainment, based somewhere in California.
Irvine.
Irvine, California.
Probably near where they filmed Terminator 2, I guess. I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, I saw that. I saw the place where they filmed the truck scene. It was awesome.
Yeah.
No,
you
didn't.
So, you know, word on the street is Blizzard really doesn't like the talent Bolt of the Storm, and they're trying to work it out. Anything labeled Bolt of the Storm. They're getting rid of generic talents, right, for the most part?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, actually, in this patch, there's going to be a bunch of that particular named talent removed from a bunch of heroes. Some of them are getting their own versions, kind of like Diablo's Hellgate. Diablo had Bolt. They changed it to Hellgate, which means it's just functionally Bolt of the Storm, but also a little gate appears and stuns someone where he teleports to.
So it's like my whole argument about the mule then. Same idea. They're just rebranding it.
But this is more aggressive than the mule. We just had one removed per patch, and it's kind of snuck up on us with mule.
Mule was a mule, this is the tiger.
But this is ham-handed. This patch is all about nailing down the bolts.
Yeah.
They removed it completely on Raynor and Lili.
Yeah.
I didn't even remember they had it. I never picked it on them.
Yeah.
So good call there. Kerrigan is now called Psionic Shift. So when she teleports, she also deals damage to enemies in the area and gains 300% of the damage as shields, which could be a considerable amount of shields on Kerrigan.
Yeah.
Our buddy Thrall, that's one of his new talents as well. He gets Wind Rush, and it's like he farts so hard that he teleports to a new location and he immediately can run like crazy.
Yeah.
It's a little kind of Mario-esque ability.
Yeah.
Malfurion, this is the coolest one. Malfurion, I believe it's his level 20 upgrade. I'm not sure if it's a distinct talent or not, but he's getting one called Astral Communion. So what Malfurion's players do who take Twilight Dream when they get Bolt at 20, their intent is to teleport into the enemy team and shoot Twilight Dream. Now it's going to be on a single button. It'll share a cooldown with Twilight Dream, but I think it's going to be on your one, and you just press one, teleport in, and your Twilight Dream will proc immediately. So you don't have to push two buttons.
As soon as you teleport in, that pops. So you would use it post-20 only as your kickoff for your ult, I guess?
Yeah, you have to use your ult. So you basically what they did for most of these, Thrall kind of gets the opposite, but what they did for most of these is they turned them into aggressive talents. Kerrigan wants to go in and do damage. Thrall, you can, but with Wind Fury just being active, you can also use it to book away. So if their goal was to make it aggressive, I would say that they've actually kind of done the opposite with Thrall, and he still can go either way on it.
Right.
Malfurion is definitely aggressive, and I'm gonna say, Bo, I'm 90% sure that it's what you get if you take the improved Twilight Dream, that it's not its own talent, it's part of the improved Twilight Dream.
And that could be the one thing that remains to be seen is sometimes you'd get in trouble bolting in and Twilight Dreaming because you get stunned or interrupted, or like because you're teleporting into the mess, like the thick of it, God knows what's going to hit you. Sometimes it didn't go off properly. And so I wonder, like Hellgate, when you teleport, it goes off no matter what happens to you after you teleport. That thing is procking. And so I wonder about Astral Communion, if the windup will matter here. I hope not. I hope what it means is the guaranteed Twilight Dream. And if you die after, you die after, but you got the Twilight Dream value. So we'll see. I haven't tested that out yet. Seems good, though.
I'm really curious about, I mean, because I have a very specific memory of the show maybe a year ago or maybe more. How long have we been doing this? Like a year and a half? Something like that. It's been like at least that, right?
Coming up on 2 years, I think.
How did that happen so fast? Seriously.
Oh, yeah, we are close to 2 years.
That's weird. Anyway.
I think so.
My gosh, that went fast. Point I was trying to make. I remember an episode where we talked about Bolt of the Storm being taken from other characters. And I remember that episode also featuring conversation about people saying, don't take our Bolt of the Storm. This is just the beginning of a horrible Bolt of the Storm taking a wing. sort of experience.
Oh, I do remember that.
Do you remember this? Because it came up and we were like, oh, this is just what they do. They're going to sneak it in and eventually nobody will have this talent anymore. And this is how they're going to get rid of generic talents they didn't really ever want in the first place. I remember having the exact same conversation on a different episode about Giant Killer and some characters having either Giant Killer as generic or Giant Killer as a form of whatever talent they had going away. And then our thinking was, well, eventually they just phase it out. I think I know what the pattern is now because this is the first we're seeing of it. They get rid of a bunch of them, keep it in a few places, ignore it for a really long time, and then they're swinging back around to it now and doing something with it. And I think we may see the same thing happen with Giant Killer. We may see the same thing happen with Mule. Like, Mule might just be the newest and then, therefore, the longest time until we see it again thing that they rework or change. But I have... This is like deja vu times three, except I remember the other two topics. They just happen to be... the original Bolt of the Storm question and the time we talked about the other one I already forgot about. But yeah, here we are. So we're back around to square one and it's like, all right, no more Bolt of the Storm except in these two cases and everyone else gets a weird new thing. And I think that's fine. I just remember talking about it thinking that's what they might do and now they're doing it.
Well, there you go. Now we're there. Yeah. Although we have one more to talk about. It might be my favorite.
All right, what do you got?
Stitches gets a teleport called Hungry Hungry Stitches.
Oh my lord.
And while active, Gorge has increased range and can be repeatedly recast until the first target is expelled. Gorging a target outside of melee range will teleport Stitches to the target. So he's just gonna bounce around eating people, gobbling them up.
Yeah.
Until the first person gets spit out and then they'll all come out.
He also gets a new talent called Cannibalize. This is very familiar to World of Warcraft players. If you played an undead character, this was their racial in that game. Cannibalize became an ability, and if you went up to a body that you just killed, you could heal. In this case, it's 5% of your health with every auto against enemy heroes, but it's the same kind of idea. So it's another little sustain thing for him. All right, well, that's good. I wonder what a player who faces this new gobbling version of Stitches might say if he was to write home to his wife during the Great War. Let's find out.
My dearest Martha, today I write to you in abject terror. On the battlefield, we encountered Stitches. But he wasn't a regular Stitches, Martha. He was a hungry, hungry Stitches. He got Jimmy walking past the gate, and he grabbed Reggie, who didn't even know he was there. Swanson got gobbled right up, and he took Teddy too. Martha, I'm writing you this letter from inside an abomination's belly. Don't fear for me, Martha. There's a big hole, and I can see out. The weather's fine. There's a bird flying by. It's quite peaceful, Martha. I don't anticipate I'll see you or our children again. The digestive juices are just too strong. But know that my love is always with you. Yours in this life and the next, Stinky Pete 92.
Two things. When you said the bird, I was thinking you were going to tell us it was what's his name?
Ganymede?
You know, the freaking what's his
name? Medivh
flying around.
Just looking at him.
Yeah, and he wouldn't, Martha, I know he can cast a portal, but he wouldn't put a portal into Stitch's belly.
I was also worried that you were going to, you're going to be digested into what would become his next ultimate, which really, I put my head in a real loop, so I'm glad I've stopped thinking about it now. Well done.
Your putrid bile fuel.
All right. Any final
By the
thoughts
way,
on this?
Yeah. Quick side note, our first show was published September 26, 2015.
Oh, my. Okay. So we
are closing in on 2 years.
2 years this September. You guys, that's nuts. That makes me feel crazy. I feel crazy when I hear that. It's all right, though, because crazy is crazy does, and here's this. Hey, I know the sound of that. That's the sound of Nick Sepperty getting all wound up and ready to roll. It's Nick Sepperty, everybody. It's your host, Alex Bo Trek, or however we say it.
It's Gorath Trebek, oh, but sorry. Thank you, Scott, for the warm introduction. Welcome to Next Jeopardy, powered by Bluehole. All right. Yeah, we've got new, we hired some developers from Korea to help me work on Next Jeopardy, and I think they're really working out. All right. So, guys, we all know how Next Jeopardy works, so we're going to not say too much of the rules because you guys already know how this map works. This week, we're going to be playing on John's favorite. John was kind of salty about the Hanamura experience last time.
I wonder why.
Well, you know, we're working on it. I've hired Bluehole. Bluehole will fix Hanamura. We're good. But while they're working on it, let's visit an old favorite. It's Warhead Junction. Okay. Pretty easy. Two nukes spawn. Instead of answering a question, you can pick up a nuke. You can use nuke to nuke a question or a player.
All right.
Pretty straightforward, right?
Yep. Easy enough.
Everyone's got 20 core health, and everything else is normal as you know it. Easy peasy, all right? So let's get to the categories this week.
All right.
Category number one in the top lane, it's Blizzard Spellbucks.
Whoa, okay.
And so you have to guess the hero name by the Starbucks misspelling, the Blizzard Starbucks misspelling on their cup.
Okay. Oh, like like the Jeff, but spelled the wrong way, G-E-A-F.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we have a guest here, Barista Topher, who's going to help us read it. Hey, guys, I'm Topher. I'm pleasure to be here.
All right.
Thank you, Topher.
Good to have him.
All right. In the mid lane, we have I taunt a putty tat. And I'm going to say a mastery taunt line from the game, and you guess the hero. It's like Battle Cry Babies, but it's taunts.
Yeah. It's okay. it's like Bolt of the Storm, but not. I guess see what you're doing here. I'd like it. All right. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. And the last one is, that seems generous. an old favorite, but Diva style. It's the same. Just talent. You have to guess the talent name.
All right.
So let's roll. John won the last one, I believe.
He did.
I feel like no one won the last one, but we'll say John did. So no, John, higher or lower?
Won the last one.
Higher or lower, John? And higher. Scott has a Hydric Cube.
Oh, okay. All right. Higher.
I rolled a 96, so you do get to go first with map control.
Okay. Great. I don't know. Let's try out these new categories, I guess. Blizzard Spellbucks.
Okay, Topher, you ready? Yep, I'm here. I have a Doppio Espresso Con Panna for Michael.
What?
Are these sorry. Names? I have a Doppio Espresso Con Panna for a Michael.
I think I know how
this You have to guess the hero names. He's got the hero name wrong.
Yeah.
For Michael.
Yeah, Michael. That's what he said his name was.
I don't know.
Can I steal?
Well, that's,
or is that
well, it's one damage to John's own core if he's not going to take a. You're not going to take a guess.
Malfiel.
You got it right.
There oh, look at that! We did it.
You did it. I knew that's where this was going.
Damage to Scott's core.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait. Don't overthink.
Okay, that's what I've learned. Don't try to put too much logic behind it.
All right. They will get harder, however.
Oh, no.
Maybe not in a good way, maybe in a good way, I don't know. So two nukes have spawned on the map. They're spawned.
Yep, sound of a nuke.
Yep.
All right, and you retain map control. You can either get a nuke or take a lane and answer some trivias. Wait a stop there. You destroyed a first question. You're getting a loot box. I almost forgot the best part about Next Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
You rolled a 24.
You got a check.
I left that blank. Oops.
It's a clue.
You got a Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
All right. So you got a stim pack, which means you can add 25 to your future loot box rolls.
Oh.
Okay. Great.
That's pretty good.
I don't know. I guess let's see if I get one and take I taught a putty tat.
You said that with such enthusiasm.
Yeah,
all right.
You did.
Here we go. You have to guess the hero. I'm going to say is taunt line.
Okay.
Measure twice, cut once.
Duh.
That sounds like a Chen line to me.
Chen is your answer? Incorrect.
I knew it. I knew it.
Really?
Yeah.
I almost blitzed twice. I almost
cut to once.
Yeah,
I know. Oh, I bet I know who it is. It's a better
Scott, you have map control.
I would like to take that same question, please, and I can answer it without you asking it. The answer is the question is, who is Samuro?
Incorrect.
What?
Should have got me to read it another time.
Hold on, really?
Mm-hmm. And this is in the game client. You can verify it yourself after the show if you think I'm a cheater, pumpkin eater.
I'm just going to say that I think it's a better Chen line than whoever it's for, unless it's for the butcher, but I don't think he'd say it.
No, and he wouldn't do it with a Japanese accent like that.
No.
Okay.
I wonder what character would use a Japanese accent. John, you have map control.
Samuro would. He's a samurai.
Oh, that question, who is Genji?
Correct.
Oh, shite. I forgot that bastard was
like
in the game.
Like, Japanese. Clearly, it's Samuro.
I forgot. I forget about Genji. And throws me off.
I didn't have enough robot in my voice. Measure twice, cut once.
I don't think that added robot. It added something.
I don't think
it added robot.
No longer have a peanut. What? Sorry?
There are two nukes. There are two nukes on the board, and it's your control, John.
All right, I want to use a stim pack on my loot box.
Yes, oops, you get a loot box for answering the first.
Pump up my loot box, bro.
You rolled a 7, so 7 plus 25.
Oh, great. That's super. Like stimming a dead fish.
You got a cursed legacy podcast award. So you're cursed. You take 25%.
You're telling me.
You take 25% more damage when you get things wrong, and you're stuck with it. There's no way to remove the curse until the end of the game.
Good. That's actually how I feel about the game in general. So it's...
All right. So, John, you have map control.
Let's do I taunt a putty tat.
Okay, again. For the tower?
Yeah, right. For whatever it is. Just whatever. Just move me up.
Come to mama.
No, wait, I didn't get that quite
Hold
right.
Hold on. I didn't like anything that you just did.
Come to mama. Come to mama. Come
to mama.
Is that... Are you doing a full impression?
Mama.
Yeah, but it's real bad. I'll just disclaimer it there. Come to mama.
Is it Zagara?
You're correct.
Oh, nice. Wow. She's well done.
She's the only mom I could think of.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because she's kind of a brood queen or whatever. She can totally do that.
All right, yeah, John, you're still in control of the war.
By the way, can I say something about old dead fish real quick? Back in 2005, I have a recording of something I said then, and I stand by it today. This is about old dead fish.
Back in my day, I didn't use condoms. We used an old fish.
All right, there you go.
I mean, fish are a turtle. When are they never not? That's a good useful.
Point. Yeah.
Did you just say fish are a turtle?
Yep.
Yes, fish are a turtle.
That's two different animals, Bo.
Fish are a turtle.
Fish are a turtle.
Fish is a turtle. Yeah.
Always remember, fish are a turtle.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Scott, you have control, or John, you have control of the board.
Does it? No, it's not me. It's been all me, all game.
The other Scott named John.
The game about John right now. Let's do the next one for Blizzard Spellbucks.
Okay. Topher, if you would. I have a tall chai tea soy latte for Ariel. Is there an Ariel?
Ariel.
This seems way too easy, which makes me think I'm going to get it wrong, but who is Ariel?
Correct.
Man, that is too easy. That was too
easy. That was a 100-point question in the 200-point slot.
You should have said Areola or something like that.
All right, John, you... I should have. I didn't think of that, actually.
Areola.
I think you still would have got it, though.
Yeah, he probably would have.
John, you retain map control.
Let's do Blizzard Spellbucks again.
All right, Topher, you're up again. Thanks, Bo. All right, I have a Java chip Frappuccino with extra Java chip for Hakim. Is there a Hakim in the Starbucks? I have your Java chip Frappuccino with extra Java chip.
Is it Karazim?
Incorrect.
Oh, all right.
All right, I want to give him his damage, and then I want to try to steal that one, but I want to hear the question again.
Okay, wait, John takes 2-3 to his own core.
Don't 16. I take more than that? I'm cursed.
Oh, plus 25%, whatever
So. Yeah. Yeah. Do math, Bo. The curse is on you. Yeah,
well, one would be 33%, so we'll round it up to 4.
It's the math curse.
Yeah. All right, Scott.
I got to give some props to Dee Dee the Spy in the chat room. They just figured out how to make. We're talking about the Twitch chat. They used emotes to have stitches hooking Brian Dibbitt's face. I'm really impressed with that.
He doesn't seem pleased about being hooked.
No, it's great. Anyway, sorry. Go continue.
It's great. Scott, you can pick which question you want or pick up a warhead.
I'm going to do the one John got wrong, and I want to hear you read it again.
I have a Java chip Frappuccino with extra Java chip for Hakim or Hakim. Or Hakim, however you say this name.
Hakim.
I have a Java chip Frappuccino with extra Java chip for Hakim.
Nice. Hakim. 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 Hakim.
I thought his name was Hakim or Hakar or something like that.
Oh.
Oh, I know it, because Bo kept giving hints.
Who is... Well, wait. No, hold on.
Yeah, check the cup there, Topher. Are you sure you read that right? Yeah, I read that right.
This roleplay is amazing.
Yeah, he's just going to keep going until you guess. It's just going to be like he and Topher are going to have a fight.
I mean, you said Hakim at first, and then it was kind of Hakim. Like, which is it? What did you hear?
All right.
Where did Topher?
I don't really know what I heard. Can someone? There's only one person to order a Java chip Frappuccino with extra Java chip. It's yours. Come pick it up.
Please. What's the name again? Hakim.
Hakim. Hakim. Hakim.
Hakim.
I don't know. He was.
I give up. I thought I knew it. I guess I don't. I'll say a name. You said.
Doesn't it seem like it should be Karazim?
Yeah, it does. That's what's throwing me off. Okay, I'm gonna say. Boy, I'm just doing terrible.
Guys, Topher's not really good with names.
I'm gonna say
Guess Diablo.
Rhaegar.
This is incorrect, Scott. You take 3 damage.
I couldn't think of anything.
Scott, or John, you have control of the board now, sir.
All right, I'm going to try and benefit from Scott's better hint and try that one again.
Okay. Sure. Do you want Topher to announce the drink again?
No, please. Enough Topher. Thank you. Who is the Haka?
Savage. Correct. You're correct.
Oh, it's the Haka.
3 damage to Scott's core.
Way more syllables. Missing a whole D. Topher sucks.
Topher needs to get fired from that Starbucks. Blizzbucks.
Anyway. All right. So, all right. John, you have control of the board. You may proceed.
I taunt a putty tat. Every time I say that, I feel like I'm doing a really bad Alan Rickman impression because it's hard to say fast.
Yeah.
So it's not in his voice, but it's in the way he speaks with like, I taunt a putty tat.
You are late, Mr. Potter. Like that.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. Bing, 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 bing. It's a super magical question. You both are immediately awarded a nuclear warhead. It appears in your inventory, and you each get a loot box to open immediately. We'll start with you, John. You've got a plus 25 to your rolls. And this is a 67 plus 25. Real quick, let me do some math. To carry the one. 92. That is a legendary, sir. Legendary.
Wow.
You get a Charlemagne, Blade of Mispronunciation. you can use that blade to swing it and have the next questions read in reverse order. You can do that to your opponent as well. You may remember this item.
I do.
Charlemagne.
You know, I Charlemagne. Suddenly remember it.
I suddenly remember
okay.
my Charlemagne.
Scott, let's see what Scott got. Scott got.
I got a box. Yeah, poke that box.
It's not a good roll, sir.
Damn it.
You got a common item. You got some Totino's pizza rolls.
Oh. Sick. That sounds all right. Actually sounds
official
good.
Food of the Nexus. Eat these at your peril. That's all it says on the box.
That's it. What's the?
They've got a weird green to them.
They do, but I use them how? I just eat them. That's it.
Put them in your Herodric cube and see what happens.
Can I do that?
Yeah, I believe. What's the rules in Herodric cube? You haven't used
it. I don't know. He just
has to put. You have to put two items in the cube. So if you get a second item.
Can I put my nuke in there? Put a nuke and some pizza rolls together to see what happens?
Yeah, let's put a nuke in there.
Right. You got cooked pizza rolls.
All right, let's see.
All right. All right. Oh, you got a legendary.
Wow, okay. What'd I get?
You've got... I wrote these so long ago. What is this? You got an Abathur upgraded Helm of Domination.
Okay.
You can wear the helm to then wear yourself on your opponent's head, sharing 50% of his rewards and penalties and a 50% chance to control his turn.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Your opponent dying cancels the effect.
Okay. I want to be doing that.
Okay. Well, it's currently John's turn. He just picked a question.
And I can put my hat on
him
now.
So you're in control of his turn right now, and you can tell him what to do.
Wait a minute. If it's my turn, why is he getting a move?
Because you're wearing my hat.
He's controlling your turn.
Okay, then before I take my question, seeing as we're doing this, I drop the nuke on myself.
Oh, you mean like as an instant? Okay.
Like to kill myself. Like he hats me, I'm dropping the nuke on me.
Okay, he dies.
Okay. All right, cool.
Then it's my turn anyway, right?
You're right. So you're dead. You'll come back next turn.
Yeah.
All right, Scott?
You know that old sound.
Can I use my Charlemagne?
You're dead now. You can't use the Charlemagne.
Man. Yeah,
you suddenly remember it while you're dead.
although, you know what? Yeah. Just as a dying thing, you drop the nuke. You have a few seconds to swing that sword, too. Okay. I say you swing it.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Scott, your turn next.
Okay. So what happens if he swings the thing? What happens?
Well, your next question is going to be read backwards.
Oh, shit. Okay. let's do...
You may want to go easy, like talent that's generous, if you're going to get it backwards. That's my dead advice to you, Scott.
Those sound hard. I don't want to do those. Let's do, let's do, as dumb as this sounds to even try this, let's do Spellbucks. There was a couple of easy ones in there, so I'm hoping for one of those.
I'm just going to say this. For the easiest time, I probably recommend I taunt a putty tat.
Really? But
Whatever you say next is your final answer.
Spellbucks would be easier because you just have to focus on one word.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he may know how bad the word is. It's another one of these Rhaegar things. Or not Rhaegar.
I don't know. My advice will not help you answer any of the questions any easier.
All right. I'll do Spellbucks. Let's go all in there. Let's see what I got.
Okay. Rolf 4 whip with mocha breve peppermint pump quadruple vente triple. I have an eye.
Rolf?
You got all that?
Rolf?
Rolf 4 whip with mocha breve, peppermint, quadruple pump, vente triple, a have I.
Okay, Rolf.
You know, the dog from the Muppets.
Moving right along. I can't think of who Rolf is. Hold on. Rolf. Oh my gosh. Rolf. Nobody sounds like that name. Rolf.
You do have a warhead. If you want to just go ahead
do the warhead.
And
do the warhead. I'm firing it off.
All right.
I really can't
do
it, Rolf.
Question right by virtue of the warhead, dealing 4 damage plus 25%, which is 1. 5 damage to John's core for 10.
Okay.
What was the answer?
The answer is who is Olaf?
Oh yeah, I would have never gotten that because I just called them Vikings.
Yeah, Topher didn't get it either. He wrote the name down wrong. Don't blame me.
Oh my gosh, Topher is the worst employee of all time. He's amazing.
Read the correct way. It's triple vente, quadruple pump, peppermint, breve mocha. Breve is cream instead of milk.
Yeah.
You know, Olaf, he likes food.
Yeah, Olaf.
I appreciate that you gave it that much thought.
Yeah.
A lot of work goes into next separate questions, John. Yeah. All right, since you got it right,
you know,
Scott,
you'd get more mileage out of them if it was shorter.
That's true.
Scott, you retain control of the board, sir.
All right. That's the end of Spellbucks, right? They're done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do Taunt-I-Taunt-A-Putty-Tat there.
All right.
Heh. Right in the face.
Oh. Oh, I know. It's who is Tychus?
Incorrect.
It's his grenade! No!
3 damage to yourself.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. Right in the face. All right, John, you're in control of the board.
I kind of want to try that, but I think your impression's bad.
Right in the face.
That made me laugh. I almost choked on a cherry pit.
Well, what do you want to do? There's a full lane of talent. That seems generous.
Yeah, but I don't like that category.
Oh, man, gosh. The first question I wrote, I think it might be a funny one.
This is the first one you wrote?
No, well, the first question. I wrote them all.
But oh, right.
Soon, Blue Hole will be writing all the questions.
That's right.
Feel like if I guess and get the other one, I get 5 points of damage and the game ends quicker. And I really don't like talent that's generous. So I'm going to take a guess. Do the impression one more time.
Right in the face.
It's very unimportant.
It's about time. It's
a pretty strong, there's a pretty strong hint in that question. If you play another game, another Blizzard game.
Oh, no.
Right in the face. Right in the face.
Back in my day, we'd have this payload delivered by now.
I'm pretty sure it's not Soldier 76.
Just trying to throw you off a little.
Oh, what the crap is it?
You haven't even picked a question yet. I'm going to call you out soon for not even committing to a lane.
We're all soldiers now.
Oh, okay. Well, I commit to I taunt a putty tat, and I'm going to continue to try to figure this out. Do you want to ask me the question officially?
All right.
Right in the face.
It keeps going lower.
The low makes me think that I think I'm going to say who is Rexar.
You are correct.
Oh,
nice!
Man.
Look at that.
That's 3 damage to Scott's core.
Yeah.
He is down to 1 core health.
Wow.
Once I stopped thinking about what it would be based on what he was saying, it was just like, Bo's trying to get lower than any man on the planet. That's when I figured it out.
All right, your turn, John.
I taunt a putty tat for 4, I guess.
Acceptable.
Wow. Can I hear that one more time just cause?
Acceptable.
I'm sorry, Scott was laughing one more time. Oh, hold on, I wasn't ready. One more time. Start over. Oh, start over.
You want me to start over?
I don't think you can.
I'm going to call you out for buying time.
He's trolling you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting trolled.
Who is Alarak?
You're correct.
Oh, frick!
Boom!
Boom.
Damn it. All right, that's the end of that, because I'm dead,
that's
right?
That's the end of next episode. Congratulations, John, on a resounding victory.
Yeah, well
Scott,
done.
Better luck next time to you, sir.
Was that really it? That was all I needed? I had no idea what the score was.
Yeah, it was only had 1 left, so that was it. You got me. That's me dying right there. That's me passing away, which is good, because now there's this. Couple of quick messages from the fan base here on the show. CoreheroesForYou.com is the email address that you should use on the frequent. And you can also tweet us questions and other stuff. Like this person, Millie79, asked us to wish little Jaina a happy birthday today. She turns 1. One of our fans named their kid after Jaina Proudmoore.
Happy birthday, awesome. Jaina.
I got bad news.
Happy birthday, Jaina.
I have some bad news, though. From age 1 to 12, she's going to be, I'm here to help. And from like 12 to 18, it's going to be, bah, they burned Theramore, I hate you, and that.
And at 18, she turns into a dreadlord.
That's right.
Sets your house on fire.
Yeah. No, that's cool, though. Jaina's I have a nobody can see this in the chat, but I have a my Windows wallpaper thing, my background wallpaper deal is Jaina on a ship on her way to Theramore. It's one of my favorite paintings ever to come out of Blizzard, and I like her a lot. So congratulations, Jaina is awesome. Yeah,
I think it's a fantastic name.
She's my highest level character, and she is Millie79's lowest level character at level one. Congratulations. Matthew wrote in via email, says this. It's me again, he says. I'm trying to remember Hi. Who that is. I'm still catching up on Core, but man, the Dear Martha segments make me laugh more than most anything else. Keep doing what you do. It's hysterical and informative, obviously. Smiley face, Matthew. Well, Matthew, we're always looking for an excuse to sneak one of those in. And you should know, like, today's a great example. I completely just pulled that out of my butt when I did it. And therefore, that's John completely improving. What we don't plan him. We don't warn. I mean, I may say earlier in the day, hey, don't be surprised if there's a Dear Martha coming. But he doesn't know when or what. It's a little magic trick we do here on the show. So
yeah, I actually thought because of this email, I expected we'd be doing it at the end. And when you threw it at me at the beginning, I was like, right now.
Yep. Stitches. I better hurry up. Where's my? I got to think of somebody. Stinky Pete. That's it. Yeah, it Stinky worked Pete. Out great. So anyway, we like doing those. Don't worry. There'll be plenty of those in the future.
I don't know about informative.
We want
They're hysterical.
No, you're right.
Like, and informative, obviously. And I'm like, wait, that's not what you should be taking away from Dear Martha.
Yeah, yeah. You're not learning anything during Dear Martha, but you are being entertained.
Learning that Stitches gobbles people up, that Medivh is a shitbird, and...
That's what we need to call him in the game. It's a shitbird. That's it. That's his new name. We got Carl Jim. We got all these other names. Now when he comes flying around your camp to piss you off, oh, look at Shitbird. That's what we'll say.
Yep, that's him.
Oh, okay. That feels good. I haven't had a Medivh name. This is it. Shitbird is it. Well done, John. All right. Thank you for the email. You can send those to core@heroesforyou.com. Our web space, as the kids are calling it, is heroesforyou.com. You can find all our links and stuff there. And if you'd like to join us in the game, /join Frog Pants, we'll get you there. We're on Twitter as well. Core Heroes for the show. Bo Schwartz for Bo. John's at John_Jagger. I'm at Scott Johnson. And that's going to do it for the show. Thank you all for being here. We'll see you next week. Yeah. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.